This is News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Kelly. Brett Bakita from West Michigan's Morning News in studio along with Sherry Holman. Sherry is the Executive Director of the U.S. Green Building Council of West Michigan. Did I get that all right, Sherry?
You sure did.
Welcome to the program. You may have heard the program, the commercials that are running right now on Wood Radio about the Michigan Battle of the Buildings. We talk a lot of times about LEED technology. I get to MC the 101 Best and Brightest Sustainability Project Luncheon every year, and all we talk about are LEED buildings. But there's a little competition going on amongst them. Sherry, can you tell us some more?
Sure. So we are running a program called Michigan Battle of the Buildings, and it is a Biggest Loser-styled energy competition for all buildings throughout Michigan.
And it's kind of like golf. There's sort of a handicap thing, so you're not going to be up against Davenport College if you're the pyramid scheme bar.
Right.
So how do you do that? Is it just square footage?
Nope. It's based on percentage lost. So their energy consumption is confidential. We don't talk about that to the general public. But it's you weigh in January. And you weigh out in December. So it's based, the competition is based on percentage lost, which really makes everyone on an equal playing field.
Oh, neat.
And it's cool. It's a crusade against kilowatts where everyone really is going to be the winner because I don't know about you guys, but when I get that like nervous little energy bill and they compare you against everyone else in your neighborhood and you're like, oh my gosh, how much energy do I waste? Imagine at the level that you're talking about with industries and buildings and so forth, even if they could just save a little bit, how much it is on the bottom line for them.
Definitely. You know, this year so far, we already have 17 million square feet involved in the competition, and there's still about 20 days left to sign up for this year's competition. So we are trying to make an impact. And it isn't, you're right, everyone's a winner, because really what we're trying to do here is educate. We're trying to help building owners understand what can be done within their buildings to save energy. And that may be through us teaching them, and that may be from them learning from their neighbor.
You can find out more at the website, MichiganBattleOfTheBuildings.org. That's MichiganBattleOfTheBuildings.org. You may sign up till the end of the month. That's the 31st. There are 31 days in March, Brett.
Really?
Yeah. 28 days last month, 31 this month. And Sherry Holman is with us on the program. I think sometimes, and I don't want to pigeonhole business and building owners, but sometimes we bristle when we think about new. We think about green. We think about LEED. And I think sometimes we default set to politics. And if you were to say money as opposed to energy, I think to some it would make a whole lot more sense. But it is really a direct correlation.
It's definitely a direct correlation. And what's even cooler that you mentioned that is when you save energy, it goes straight to the bottom line.
Right.
This isn't going to filter through to overhead. And, you know, if you increase sales, then there's still the filter down. When you increase energy efficiency, you directly impact your bottom line.
Well, and congrats to you, because this started last year, and other states have done this nationwide, I think you look at it. You came up with the idea from West Michigan, and then were asked to expand it to the state of Michigan, and you're getting response all over, 50% growth. So this is something where you're getting the reaction you want from people, and that's good for the community all the way around.
Yeah, and what's fun about it is it isn't just about people who are already engaged in sustainability. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have buildings from, we have a building in Ypsilanti, Wall Street Tower. It's 800 square feet. And then we have Amway Global Headquarters, 3,000 square feet, or 3 million square feet. Let me take that back. So, you know, you're engaging people from all different industry sectors into the same conversation, energy efficiency, bottom line, money savings.
And it's not just new buildings, new builds. It's retrofitting what's already there.
Actually, it has to be an existing building. New buildings are not eligible because you have to have a baseline. So the way that the competition is calculated is we do this by what's called EUI. That's slang for energy use intensity. What that is your electricity, your gas, any other source of fuel, compiled into one unit of measure, a KBTU, and then divided by square footage. So it's what we call the starting weight. So every building has an EUI, and that's their starting weight. That is all of last year. That's how that EUI is calculated. Then throughout the year, you maybe all you do is modify behavior of occupants. That can have a huge impact. You can reduce your energy by 10% just by changes in activities. And then at the end, you've got your new EUI from the competition year, and hopefully you've realized a loss. But there are people in last year's competition that didn't realize any loss. But hopefully they've learned something. They're back again this year. So, you know, it isn't all about who did well and who didn't. It's about getting together.
Brett, could you briefly recap that?
Well, I can, because you look at this, and I love
what you're saying.
I love what you said, though, about they theme this off of The Biggest Loser that we've all seen on TV, and really it's like weight loss in the fact that you got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And then the repercussions go out from just not only the industry and business standpoint, but how about the kids when they're learning about this in school and they bring it home? You know, one of the projects I remember as a kid we had to do is how much water we used in our household. Mm-hmm. And after you tracked it, you're like, oh my goodness, John, get out of the shower. You've been going 7 minutes right. compared to three. You'd be amazed how much. So the ramifications of this go beyond just what people know on the business side with this competition. It'll affect them at home as well.
Yeah. You know, we have schools involved in it. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember. Well, we have universities involved in it. Mm-hmm. Wayne State entered a building yesterday. Western Michigan University is in it. So, and beyond that, I think it's St. Clair. I've got this huge list here. Again, I said 17 million. Clarkston Community Schools are all involved, elementary, so hopefully they put signs up. We provide signage and stuff that they can print and put throughout their buildings to teach the kids, programs, you know, just to support the battle. But you bring up an interesting point about just the knowledge of knowing what your EUI is huge. I've worked with building owners in the past who think they're doing everything right. We've done all these things and we should have a really good score. And when we score them, they go, oh my gosh, what is that? What, right?
Yeah. And what's the difference between a good year and a bad year? You have to have a baseline, just like your health.
Yeah, and it's all weather normalized. So depending on the weather, the weather doesn't make a difference in this because we've weather normalized these numbers. But that number can tell you your opportunity. That's mm-hmm. what I like to call it. Don't look at yourself and go, oh boy, this is horrible. Instead, look at your number and say, wow, we have a lot of opportunity here. In fact, there's $100,000 a year we could be saving. So what kind of projects could we do for $50,000 that we're going to get our money back in 6 months? So it's a powerful tool just knowing your EUI.
You can find out more at MichiganBattleOfTheBuildings.org. Even if you're not in the competition this year, you can find out about how this program can help out yours, how you can save money. The award ceremony is coming up April 22nd for last year. We at Wood Radio will definitely let you know who the winner of that competition is, and we look forward moving forward for the next couple of weeks of registration. MichiganBattleOfTheBuildings.org through the 31st. Sherry Holman is the executive director of the U.S. Green Building Council of West Michigan. Great stuff. You should be a spokesperson for this company.
Funny, I am, huh?
Well, there you go. And Brett, good on you, too. Not bad.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM.